Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I'll skip do a little better than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. That's much better. I was going to say, I've heard some of you holler louder at a basketball game than... But anyways, it's so good to see you. One thing I forgot to say a little bit ago is our 2023 directories are in the back, and they're both on both tables, and there's also some extra ones in a box down below if they get, but you can grab those and take them with you today as you leave. And we are so glad that you're here on this Baptism of the Lord Sunday, or also the first Sunday after Epiphany. And we are so glad that you're with us today. And as is obvious there on the PowerPoint, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about baptism as a central mark of Christian identity and what that means for us today. So we're glad that you're here. We also want to welcome those that may be listening online later on this week. And we are glad to join together in the house of the Lord. So as we begin, let's stand together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the
join together for our call to worship. We are called to serve in the name of Jesus, God's beloved Son.
God calls us because we are beloved.
The voice of God calls us through our baptism.
God calls us to be a light to our communities.
We are witnesses to the God who claims and loves us. Well, this morning, let's join together there. If you want to turn in your hymn books to 391, you can. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there, the four verses of Revive Us Again.
We praise Thee, O God.
Together for our opening prayer. God of power and might, help us to be a light to our communities and a reflection of your glorious presence. Work in our lives and in our ministries that the world might know the power of your love and grace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated, and you can turn to your next hymn there, the next hymn, 197, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We're going to be singing the first three verses of that today. What a friend we have in Jesus. Going to go ahead and invite our children if they would come down this morning. I think we have a couple of them. Good morning. Boy, don't you guys all look pretty this morning? Wow. Very nice. Very nice. So, did you guys all have a good Christmas? Yeah. Did you do anything special for New Year's Eve? Did you stay up until midnight? Yeah. They shook their heads no. So, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of hard. I can't even stay up till midnight much anymore. But to celebrate. And sometimes people watch the ball drop. And we started this new year, and we're celebrating a new year. 2023, and one of the things that we always celebrate every time the new year comes around is when Jesus was baptized. And we read the stories in the Gospels about when he went into the water, and John the Baptist poured water over the top of his head and baptized him. And when that happened, God's Spirit came upon him and empowered him to do what God called him to do in life. And as kids and adults, the same thing happens in our lives. And we experience God's presence and power in our lives. Now, I'm not sure, and I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know if you all know the answer to this,
But I don't know if you guys have been baptized yet or not, or if you are going to wait till you get a little older before you're baptized. But baptism is for us because we want to follow God and follow Jesus and say, Jesus, you are my Savior. And because he's the one that loves us so much. It's kind of the way we make our commitment. You know, when you're at school, and I know, Brynn, you know this, when you're at school and Mr. Rohrer comes on the announcements and he says, today is January whatever, and let's stand for the pledge. And you stand up and you say the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, baptism, it's kind of like a pledge. We are pledging our allegiance to Jesus and God to follow him. And we receive God's forgiveness, and also we receive God's empowerment in our lives, where God's Spirit comes on us and helps us to live our lives. And so we can one day be all that God wants us to be. Now, I'm going to ask a question. I don't know if you're going to answer me or not, but I'm going to ask anyways. So, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? Do you want to be a princess?
Yes.
Do you want to be a princess? I don't know, maybe she wants to be a farmer. Yeah. You want to be a farmer? Work with the cows. And work with the pigs. I don't know if you got any pigs, though, do you? I know you got cows. Yes. Ride with Daddy in the combine, in the tractor, all of that. You never know what you might want to do. Maybe you want to be a teacher. And all kinds of things. A nurse. And you know what I think happens? I think God helps us and guides us. And I think baptism is a part of that. Because God anoints us and empowers us to do what we're going to do one day when we grow up. So that we can be, like I said a moment ago, we can be all that God wants us to be. Okay? All right. You guys can go downstairs. I saw some pictures around downstairs. I think you guys are going to have to go hunting around a little bit and look at some things. And so go down there and see what Miss Rita has in store for you this morning.
And as they're heading down this morning, we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning with us this morning for prayer. So someone begin. Yeah.
I got a text this morning that Janelle Zimmerman was taken to the hospital with fluid on her lungs.
Yes, I had gotten that. I think I got a text late last night, yes, and so we want to, I think she keeps having that build up a little bit over and over again, and we definitely need to keep Janelle in our prayers. It's probably something, I don't think she's on our monthly list, but it may be something maybe if someone would fill that out, because, Jackie's not going to be here till next spring, so maybe somebody wants to fill that out, and we can probably put Janelle on our monthly. It'd probably be a good thing. But thank you for sharing that. Yes, because it was late last night and I forgot to check it this morning. So someone else. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken. Someone else this morning. Yes.
Megan Watkins, my daughter-in-law, she started dialysis. She's 34 years old.
Yes. And we definitely want to keep... Megan, she may be one that we might want to put on our monthly too. So for Megan this morning. Someone else? Yes.
The Mitra Thompson family. An unspoken. And the other one is I've been communicating with Janet DeMoss. And she had a colonoscopy. And they found a polyp and a tumor. They took the Paula vow. She's supposed to have surgery. She didn't really tell me when, but the results, we're hoping and praying for the results.
Okay. Yeah, especially that tumor stays contained until they get that out. Yes, and if you hear an update, please let me know. I saw a little conversation going on Facebook about that, but I didn't know anything was going on, so I appreciate you sharing. Thompson family, was there a loss of somebody or?
Mitra and Thompson.
Oh, okay, yes.
Neil's mom.
Yeah, which is my niece's husband's part of their family, so. So we want to lift up the Thompson family with the loss and Janet with this tumor. I'm assuming it's colon. Yeah. Someone else this morning. Yes.
One of the ladies I worked with at the library, Becca, is having a tumor taken off of her spine on her neck.
Okay. So we want to remember Becca then and asking for God's touch upon her as she goes through that surgery. Hopefully they'll be able to get that all taken care of. Somebody else this morning. Yes.
It's a praise. Eddie Schaus came through surgery fine. They got him off the vent. Last time I talked to him, he didn't know yet that he has a colostomy bag, and we're all wondering how he's going to accept that. But everything's good.
Yeah, and we can pray for him this morning for recovery, but also for that whole adjustment there, because that's quite an adjustment. I know the last church I pastored, one of our elderly ladies had, 10, 15 years she had a colostomy bag and did well with it, but it was just kind of a nuisance, you know, but that's the way she was living and surviving. So somebody else, anybody else this morning? Yeah. Who?
Elaine Marsh.
Oh, yes, yes. She's on our list there this morning. And yes, you know, it's funny, when she was mentioned about a month or two ago, I thought when she said she had that Lyme disease, for however she got that, I just figured that was something that with medication that would just go away. I didn't realize, somebody was telling me this morning, it could take up to a year for her to recover. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we should have had her on the monthly calendar and everything. So definitely want to keep Elaine in our prayers. I know Kathy Maxson said she was having some issues this morning and probably wouldn't be here. So definitely want to keep her in our prayers. Anybody else then? Okay, and Tammy and the boys. I saw another, yeah.
Linda, she's not doing well this morning.
Yes, I saw she wasn't back there like normal, so. And I want to pray for her this morning, Linda Everett. And I saw another hand, I thought, yeah.
Over the next 2 weeks, I'm having eye surgery for glaucoma, and we'll pray it works because things don't.
Thank you for sharing that, and definitely we want to be praying for that. And as Esther's going to be going through surgery for glaucoma, and yeah,
unspoken.
Okay, and unspoken. So we have several of those. There we go. Anybody else then? Yeah.
Yeah, my brother Roger is having a lot of old age struggles. He'll be 95 Tuesday.
Yes. Yes. And definitely want to keep Roger in our prayers this morning. And yeah, that's hard. It is. He seemed to be, even though the last time I saw him, he seemed to be in pretty good spirits. You could tell she was reminding him about things and stuff like that. So yeah. Someone else. Anybody else then? Yeah. Okay. Appreciate that. Want to lift up Betty as she's going to be getting a pacemaker put in. Also, you know, since you mentioned that, I just wanted to really say thank you. I know he's been on the prayer, the monthly prayer list. My brother Mike, he's had several ablations, and they did another type of thing using radiation on the outside of his heart. And since he's had all that done, he hasn't had any of arrhythmias anymore. And that's really been a blessing for him. I know he's supposed to be going in here soon. They're hoping, remember I told you his heart was hovering 25 to 30% functioning. They're hoping this, that goes up because of this and everything. And so I just really appreciate your prayers for him, and thank those of you that were asking me often about him and praying for him. And I just want to pray that when he goes in to get that testing done on the capacity of his heart, that there will be improvement there, and appreciate that so much. So anybody else before? Yeah.
Mrs. Traskowski, do you love
it? What's that? Okay, yes, her sister Jill is having a CAT scan on the 11th, and so this week we will know more about what has happened since she went through those mega doses of chemo, and so we're hoping, I'm praying, hoping for a good report, and there's somebody else, is it Derek? Yes, and he's somebody that needs to go on our monthly. I had mentioned this before, but one of Jody's good friends from high school, his husband, about my age or Jody's age, around 50, has stage 4 colon cancer. And he really needs a real miracle. They're trying to do things just to extend his life right now. And appreciate your prayers for him this morning. And I didn't get him in January as I should have, and so I'm hoping we'll get that in the next time. So, any others then?
I want to say a huge thank you, I'm probably going to start crying, to Karen. She has taken so much work off my shoulders and made it just so much easier for me, and she finished the directory,
yeah.
And it's gorgeous, and I hope all will tell her thank you, because I can't tell you how much easier she's made it for me. She has helped so much with missions and everything.
Yeah, she did, and we thank her for that. She updated all of the, yes, yeah. She updated all the directory, which I know what that's like, because I don't know how that fell into my hands after Diana passed away and gave it up, but that, yes, and so we appreciate so much all that she's done there. Well, there's lots of ones to pray for this morning. And as she plays, it'll give you a chance to pray for some of these names that come to your mind. And then I will close us out in prayer. As we pause this morning, we are just so grateful. As I often say, we are grateful that we can come to you when we're struggling, when we are hurting, when we're facing trials and temptations, as we sang in that hymn just a little bit ago. And Lord, when we face struggles, and Lord, when we have friends and family and loved ones and people we care about, and we see them struggling and hurting and in pain, we are grateful that we can stand in the gap for them. We can be kind of that liaisons, Lord, and stand between them and you, oh God, and lift them up, because sometimes they're weak and hurting, that sometimes it's difficult and hard for them to pray sometimes during those moments and times. And I pray that you would use us to be that breach that stands in the gap. And Lord, we lift up the ones that have been mentioned today, so many of them. We think of Janelle, Lord, with fluid on her lungs there. For Megan, Lord, that's going to be going through dialysis. For Janet with a tumor in her colon. And Becca with having a surgery with to remove a tumor from her spine. We think of Eddie, Lord. Thank you for bringing him through that surgery. But we're thinking about him and with this adjustment in life with his colostomy bag. We think of Elaine this morning, Lord, with the side effects of this affliction that she has. For Tammy and the boys, Lord, and everything that they're facing. And for Linda this morning, God, whatever's happening there, Lord, you know. For Esther, Lord, who's going in for eye surgery, God, we're thankful that you're going to guide and direct there. For Roger, who's facing these struggles as a part of getting older, we just ask for your touch there. And for Betty, who's having this pacemaker put in, Lord. For Derek with colon cancer, God. For my brother Mike, Lord, who's going to be going in for that test here soon to find out about the strength of his heart, God, we're trusting you for an increase in strength there. For Jill, Lord, that's going in for a CAT scan, Lord, this week to find out what's going on with her progress, God, we're just believing you for a good report. Lord, all of these that have been mentioned and I lifted up, God, we just pray for strength and faith and healing and guidance and courage and perseverance, Lord. Some of these folks are facing difficult things. We just ask that you would be with them and let them know that they are loved and that people care about them during these times. Lord, I lift up the Thompson family, Lord, with the loss of this loved one today, God. We just ask for your comfort and peace for them today. Lord, each one of these, Lord, you know the situation and what's going on. And Lord, you even know if some out there this morning had mentioned other needs that maybe they couldn't share, whatever it may be. Some of those include the unspoken, three unspoken that were mentioned. God, I just ask that you would minister, that you would extend your grace and your hand as only you can do today, as we trust you and ask for faith and courage in the midst of all that's going on. And Lord, thank you for hearing us today as we lift up each one of these. And Lord, I pray that you will bless the rest of our service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word and are reminded about your baptism and how that affects us and our identity as baptized followers of you. Lord, I pray that you will speak and guide and direct us and encourage us and strengthen us. And Lord, as we share at the table, God, I pray your blessing will be extended, your grace would be extended, faith and strength will be extended. Lord, those that have come in today carrying heavy burdens, God, Lord, I pray that as we share at the table, that the burdens that we carry, Lord, that we will just lay them at your feet today and pick up your yoke that you said is light and gentle, and that we would go forth feeling more free because of your goodness and love. And we thank you for these things today as we ask them all in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in prayer today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And don't forget about our noisy collection, so you can dump your change and dollar bills into the buckets this morning. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. And I know Scripture tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. And so that's what we want to be. So as the ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our prayer of dedication. Be in the gifts we bring to you, O God. Renew people through this offering, as you have renewed us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages that we are going to look at this morning. The first one comes from Isaiah chapter 42, which is one of our Old Testament lectionary readings. And I'm going to just read verses 1 through 4. And then our second one is our gospel reading for today, coming from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Isaiah 42. But here is my servant, the one I uphold, my chosen, who brings me delight. I put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations. He won't cry out or shout aloud or make his voice heard in public. He won't break a bruised reed. He won't extinguish a faint wick. But he will surely bring justice. He won't be extinguished or broken until he has established justice in the land. The coastlands await his teaching. And then from Matthew chapter 3, at that time Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River so that John the Baptist would baptize him. John tried to stop him and said, "I need to be baptized by you, yet you come to me." Jesus answered, "Allow me to be baptized now. This is necessary to fulfill all righteousness." So John agreed to baptize Jesus. And when Jesus was baptized, he immediately came up out of the water. Heaven was open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove and resting on him. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I dearly love, who brings me great joy." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word to us today, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, I'm going to go back a little bit here. A mother had finished Christmas shopping early and had wrapped all the presents for Christmas. Well, having two curious children, she decided that she was going to find a suitable place to hide them. So she chose the ideal spot to hide them in, the furnace room. She stacked the presents and covered them with a blanket, positive that they would remain uncovered. When she went to get the gifts to bring them out on Christmas Eve and put them under the tree, she lifted up the blanket, and there stacked neatly on top of the gifts were presents addressed to Mom and Dad from the kids. Isn't it amazing how kids can find our hiding spots? We joke around a little bit in our family because Jody's mom has hid presents so well for Christmas that she found them like 3 months later. And then when Jody did it once, we kind of chuckled about that too. This morning, I want to talk to you about delight, dearly loved, and great joy. So today, as we remember Jesus's baptism, we are reminded of why baptism is a central mark of our Christian identity. Baptism is part of who we are as followers of Christ. And that's why almost every Christian group practices baptism in some way and in some form. And so as we consider our two readings this morning, I want to focus on one verse from each of those readings this morning, and that's going to be kind of my focus for my message today. I started to go in a different direction, and then I shifted on Friday or Thursday or Friday and kind of went in a little bit different direction. So the one verse in chapter 42, verse 1 says, this is where God says, "Here is my servant, the one I uphold, my chosen, who brings me delight." And then Matthew 3:17, where it says, "A voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, whom I dearly love, who brings me great joy.'" Delight, dearly loved, great joy. Delight, dearly loved, great joy. Say it with me. Delight, dearly loved, great joy. These are the most important words for us this morning. I want you to remember them And I want you to hold on to them today and take them with you into this new year. And if you don't hear anything else, then I want you to hold on to those and claim them today. Delight, dearly loved, great joy. What am I trying to say with those words? Two things I want us to look at here. First of all, in his baptism, Jesus identifies with humanity. Jesus identifies with humanity. In other words, Jesus identifies with those who were coming for baptism. And John wasn't calling religious folks. He was calling sinners. He was calling flawed human beings and telling them that the kingdom of God is coming and you need to get right with God and follow God and follow God's ways. And one of the interesting things, if you read that Matthew passage, is that by accepting baptism, because remember the little debate that went on there in our reading between John and Jesus. John's like, no, you should be baptizing me. I should be baptizing you. You know, I can't do that. And Jesus says, do it. Baptize me today. And by doing so, I think Jesus is doing something there. He does nothing in that story that distinguishes him from anybody else. Now, we all know, and the church has always proclaimed that Jesus is sinless. But what Jesus does here is he identifies with us as flawed, messy human beings, where we're at. Because many of those people that were coming, they weren't perfect people. They were flawed people. They were coming. And I think it reminds us that when we come to him, Jesus accepts us as we are. Once in a while, you seem to get the impression from preachers and Christians, if we're not careful, and we may have done it ourselves at times, we seem to convey this idea, we got to get our lives all straightened out, then we can come to Jesus. But that's not what Scripture says at all. It says we come as we are, and he's the one that forgives and works in our lives and makes a difference. I love what Barbara Brown Taylor, she used to be a professor at Piedmont College in religion, and she was a pastor for years, and she's written many books. She says this, it's never been Jesus's style to shout directions to us from a safe place of his own. He always led from within our midst, joining us in the water, in the mud, in the skin, to show us how it's done. To show us how to live for God, to follow God. That's what Jesus does. And Jesus identifies with us in our weaknesses, in our struggles. When we were singing that hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, I started listening. I know I was singing the words, but in my mind, I was looking at those words and those verses and how powerful those are. When we're struggling, when we're hurting, when we're facing temptation, when we're carrying heavy burdens, all of this reminds us that Jesus identifies with us and understands what we're going through. And that's why we can bring those things to him. And he understands. And he knows what we're going through and gives us the strength. And all of that leads me to this. And this is part of what I want to emphasize and then going into the next point here. God's claim on Jesus at his baptism recalls God's claim on us and our baptism. That focuses on those words of, you are my delight, or you are my son, whom I dearly love, who brings me great joy. Baptism is the beginning of Jesus's ministry. It's not the beginning, listen to me, it's not the beginning of when Jesus was loved by God. He's always loved. Someone once said it's always a never-ending love that God has for us. But it was the beginning of Jesus' ministry, the inauguration of his calling. And baptism reminds Jesus and us that we are dearly loved. And this not only formed the basis in Jesus' life and ministry, but it forms the basis for our lives and ministry. When we know we are loved, that makes a difference in our lives that helps us to face whatever we're going through. Sharing that love, serving as a vessel of that love, becomes Jesus's purpose and passion and life mission. And so for us, in his baptism, Jesus identifies with you and I. Flaws and all. Flaws and all. Second thing then, is it takes it to our level then. In baptism, we identify with Jesus. We identify as beloved, as God's own sons and daughters. Baptism reminds us that we are held by the same unending love that held Jesus. Just like when you love your children or your grandchildren and nobody convinces you otherwise, even when they drive you nuts or do crazy things and make bad choices, you don't stop loving them. And the same is true with Jesus. And there's something about baptism that reminds us that of that love, that we're always loved by God. And each day we need to identify with that love and remember that we've been baptized and called according to God's purpose. Each day we identify with delight, dearly loved, and great joy. And it reminds us, especially when we're going through hard times or struggling, we are loved and we are enough. And here's the kicker of it all. God came into the world, in Jesus to share everything with us. All of those things. Everything that he has for our lives so that we can go about and be the people that God has called us to be and do the things that God has called us to do. And joy is the result of knowing we are unconditionally loved and that nothing can take that love away. Not sickness, not failure, not distress, not oppression, not war, not even death. God's love cannot be taken away. And here's the thing. The more deeply we know that and believe that, the more fully we will live within God's unconditional love. The less fearful we will be, and the more joy we will know. Delight, dearly loved, great joy. Breathe those words in. When you're stressed out and feeling overwhelmed, find a safe place, sit down, close your eyes, delight, dearly loved, great joy. Think about those things. We are God's delight. We are dearly loved, and we bring God great joy. Why? Because of God's fierce love for us. I know I talk about that a lot, but I want to emphasize that more than ever. So be at peace today and never forget those words. Did you hear that? We are God's delight. We are God's dearly loved. We bring God great joy. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go ahead this morning and prepare our hearts for communion together. And like we always do, we want to share in our time of thanksgiving and confession to God. And so we're going to do that this morning. I put it up on the PowerPoint, and I'm going to invite you to join with me in praying this prayer for this new year and what we talked about as our identity as delight, dearly loved, and great joy. Let's pray together. Gracious, life-giving God, as we follow Jesus, remember his baptism long ago, may our lives be renewed and our baptismal faith confirmed afresh. As we gather at this table, may we receive from your hands the gifts of earth and heaven. May this bread be for us his body, and this cup his blood, so that we who seek to live as his body in this world might be empowered by your Holy Spirit to follow him faithfully from the water and into the world. Amen. Receive that today. Receive of his grace. Receive of that renewal of our baptism today. Those words that we spoken. Do you accept Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? And many of you answered yes, or however that was for you in that exact wording that was given. Or maybe you spoke out a confession of faith before people to do that. Renew that today and know you are loved today. Receive it today. Well, I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses as they would prepare, as we are going to come to the table and receive of the Lord today. All of us are welcomed. And the table is open to receive and share from the table as the Lord ministers today. So I'm going to invite you to come if you would. Thank you.
Later, when they were finishing up, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks for it. He passed it among them and said, "Take and drink. This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it, and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, we're going to go ahead and go to our last song there this morning. His name is wonderful. And, there it is. So let's go ahead and stand, and we're going to turn to 173. Or you can sing it on the PowerPoint this morning. His name is wonderful. As we close out, we'll sing it through twice. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, he's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages, almighty God is he. Bow down, love and adore him, his name is wonderful. Let's sing it one more time. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, he's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages, almighty God is he. Bow down before him, love and adore him, his name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Give thanks for the gift of your baptism. May God's eternal love shine through us always. Amen.